Casino, St. Louis.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of this station, its management, the staff, the listeners, or anybody else.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Play that thing again. You just played with McGraw. That was funny.
Good afternoon this afternoon.
No, not that one.
What?
That other thing you played. Good.
About station management.
I don't think
and
that
stuff.
Was,
yeah.
Was
it him?
McGraw, no.
Wow.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 24th of June, in case you didn't know it. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, that was the 3rd of June. Oh.
I hate when June will be over. Maybe I can't do that anymore.
No.
I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway. It's the 3rd of July, another day. Do it August, September. I had the weirdest thing happen. And it happened for a couple of days. And it's this guy driving, not just by my house, but like in the driveway and then leaving. And then it's more than once. And that doesn't happen where I live because I have, this is going to sound weird, I have 80 either motion sensor or exterior lights around my house.
Ooh.
24 of them are motion sensor floodlights.
Was it Larry Connors?
Yes. Yes. No, that's who it was.
It was?
And finally, I was able to jump out and jump in front of the car. And it was Larry looking at my roof.
Yeah, he was just still looking at your roof. He didn't want to.
I said, oh,
you.
Larry, okay, it's you. It's no
wow.
big deal.
I thought
he
you
said,
had a real story.
No, I know. I did too. I was waiting.
You ruined
this.
I'm
guy.
Sorry.
No,
I really thought it was a true story.
I was
going
to drag it out and eventually get to the part where it was Larry.
Larry came by to look at your roof?
Yeah.
Was he
like,
worried?
Even Saturday at Sunday.
What about your house?
And then finally. Last Sunday, I finally just confronted him, and I said, Larry, it's Sunday. How come you aren't working on your show?
What?
How come you aren't working on your show for Monday night? Because he works on the show like 80 hours a week or
He's
something.
He's the new Scott St. James.
Why
well,
are you
never
looking
be,
at my roof?
There'll never be another Scott St. James.
No.
They said my roof's okay, so.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty good about that. Oh, my goodness. we have a lot to. I don't think we talked about our trip yesterday, and what happens is we mention it when, you know, when we get the news and we lock it down and we know where we're going because people, I mean, from the minute we get back, I get emails from people. When's the next trip? Where
I
are you
know.
Going? I want to go. And so when we do mention it, then, we make a big deal out of it and then we just kind of forget about it because they book up pretty fast. I haven't even talked to Julie to see how the bookings are going.
I have
guarantee
talked to,
you that they're not sold out yet.
I have talked to a couple of people that are already signed up.
No, I have too. But yeah. I'm sure we're not full yet. So if you would allow me, and I'll try to do it again in the Playhouse to remember to do it, quickly to tell you again where we're going. We're going in next year, obviously, 2016. January 16th is a Saturday. And we leave. We return the following Saturday, the 23rd of January. We're going to the Riu, that's R-I-U, Palace Tropical Bay. And you can certainly Google it and find their website. I'm not impressed with their website. I'm real impressed with the resort, but they need a better website for as good a resort as this is. Their website's kind of weak. I don't think there are enough pictures, but the ones that are there will give you a really good idea what you're in for. And I don't think anybody will dispute we've done, this is our, I believe, 16th trip. Does that sound right?
I think so.
This is far and away the nicest place we've ever been. And we've been to some pretty nice places. But this is the one where we thought, okay, we'll ramp it up just enough that it won't scare people away, we hope.
Last year was turned out to be the nicest place.
Well, this beats that.
Yeah.
This is Negril, Jamaica. We've been to Jamaica 4, 5, 6 times, I don't know. But we've never been to Negril. You pay a little more for Negril, but you get so much more. And I really do believe when I say, if you take a vacation and you cut corners and you go for the cheapest place you can go, you got a pretty good chance of not having a very good time. This didn't work. That didn't. They didn't really have this that they said they'd have. That's what happens when you take the cheap route. I'm a big fan of waiting if somebody can't go until you can do it right, because vacation is just that. It's vacation. You shouldn't have to, well, I don't know, when you look at the menu, that's $8.95 and this other thing's only $6.95. Let's get that. Don't go on vacation. Stay home and wait till you can go and really treat yourself because you deserve it. And vacation and real life, I have the ability to completely separate the two. When I'm on vacation, I don't care. I'm a big tipper. I tip big. I'm proud that I'm a big tipper everywhere, but I'm extra big tipper on vacation. And if I want an extra towel at the pool, but it's $2, I'll take it. I'm not going to do that. My point is, this is a first-class place at a reasonable price. I will give you the price. It's about $370 or so dollars more per person than the next most expensive place we've been, and I think worth every dollar. It's $2,359 per person. And for those of you who've never been with us, our trips, when we say all-inclusive, are all-inclusive. That's it. If you didn't have a dollar on you, you'd have a wonderful time, and you'd have access to everything that's included in this trip. But my advice is also, take $100, take something, and give occasionally these people a buck or two for tip, even though you don't have to. It's not required. Do it anyway. They work their guts out, and these people in these places don't make a lot of money. That means a lot, and I think you're assured of continued great service, and you'll get it anyway, but what the heck? It's another $100 or something over the course of the week. So $2,359 per person, double occupancy, and I'm not going to go into how spectacular the water and the sand. Let's just say 7 miles of the whitest sand. If you've been to the Dominican, and many of you have with us, that's the reaction to that beach. And that was a nice beach. This is something. The water is about 5 different shades of turquoise and blue as it goes out from the beach. It's breathtaking. And the resort is beautiful. And the resort was completely renovated. It's not that old, like 10, 11 years old, but they completely renovated it a couple of years ago. So there you go. Everything you need to know is at facebook.com/AM in the PM. All the registration information to get a hold of Julie at Edelman Travel, our travel agent for all of these trips. So again, it's facebook.com/AM in the PM. We will see you in Jamaica when everybody else here is freezing and miserable. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do not today.
I do.
Oh, that's a surprise.
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody. It's all yours, Dan.
Thank you so You're much, welcome. Frank. I found a Facebook page and I believe there's a website also in St. Roberts, Missouri, which is around Fort Leonard Wood, I guess.
Okay.
It just opened June 22nd. When was that? A couple of days ago?
2 days ago.
It's Uranus Fudge Factory.
Come on, oh, come
and
on.
Candy Store.
No, come on.
No. Pion can look it up. It's there. It has pictures of candy and everything, and it just says Uranus Fudge Factory and
like
Candy
the planet
Store.
Or Y-O-U-R-A-N-U-S?
No, no, like the planet.
Now, if it was Y-O-U-R-A-N-U-S Fudge Factory, that would be offensive.
Yeah. No, it's like the planet. So they have a Facebook page. Someone just called and told me about that, so wow. I was checking it out here. But
how does that get past the board of directors or whoever has to make the decision what to call the place?
I have no idea.
You think it's a joke?
I don't know. It's a Facebook page. It's got.
But you can fake anything with
Photoshop.
Yeah,
I guess so. It has.
I think it's a joke. I don't think any fudge factory that actually produces fudge would call themselves Uranus Fudge Factory.
It has a phone number.
Let's call it.
You want me to try and call it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on here.
I think it's bogus. Okay. I just do. I can't imagine this. Hey, tell them we're a radio station. We'd like to, our listeners, it's vacation season.
Okay.
We'd like to throw up on the air for a second. All
right. Yeah, what I'm looking here is, yeah, I can't tell what...
Dan's going to call him, which means we won't get in touch with him. This won't go well. He'll botch this somehow.
Do you want to try it? Do it on the air? Live on
the
air? I
want you to talk to him and ask if they'll go on the air because we're talking about vacation destinations. Tell him that.
See, they're saying there's is there a town in Missouri named Uranus?
Well, even if there is, and you open a fudge factory, you don't want to call it that.
What?
It's just ringing.
Yeah. Yeah, which means, what is it, 3:30? If it were an actual fudge factory, I think somebody answered by now.
Oh, it said the party you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Yeah, that's not a fudge factory. That's not a
Yeah, I can't.
Do you see the Facebook page?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but I'm looking besides that to see.
If there's anything going on.
I will do some checking on this. And I've never been in a store and picked up fudge and it had from Uranus Fudge Factory on it. That just sounds no. You know what? It sounds like it can't.
Because there's Indiegogo page.
I will deal with this later. We put our
which Indiegogo is like a fundraising page, and they said this was in May. They tried to raise money to open the Uranus Fudge Factory
and they didn't get
General
it open.
Store, but they only raised $1,000 out of the 60 that they wanted.
Who are the people sending money to these sites, these fundraising sites? Who are these people? If I turn on a computer and I went to a site and it said, hey, I'm trying to start a fudge factory and I want to call it the Uranus, would you send me some money? No, I'm not going to send them money, but people do. People send money to all these Kickstarter things, and there's like a dozen.
Oh, I know that. Did you hear that story about the lady had a thing of mason jars with candles in her front yard, and they were all colorful. They were the colors of the rainbow, and they had, I think it had some letters in it too. They were all in a row, different colored mason jars, and they had love and unity or something in it, and. She posted a letter that was left at her house that said her yard was relentlessly gay.
Because of the rainbow color.
Because of the rainbow, and that whoever wrote the letter said, we are Christian people in this neighborhood, and we have kids, and what you're doing with your yard is unacceptable, essentially. So she went on one of those fundraising sites to raise more money to make her yard even more rainbow colored, just to make a, you know.
And she got money.
And yeah, she got, I can't remember what it was last, it was like $40,000 or something.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
We have to come up with a way to ask people for money.
Hey, Bill said that they were driving back from Branson and saw some billboards.
Bill who?
On line two.
Bill who? Do we know? It's not Bill Clevelin.
No. It's just his name. The guy's name is Billy.
Well, when
listener.
You said Bill, it was like, you know,
oh, right, sorry.
Somebody we know.
Hey, Bill?
Yes?
Is this the real deal? You saw signs, or are you just pulling our leg? Uranus Fudge Factory.
No, yes, sir. They had actually a couple different billboards, and I believe it said they were at the 163-mile marker. So we were kind of in a hurry to get back home, so we didn't stop to... actually check it out. But yeah, there was two different billboards, and they were closer to the 65-44 interchange.
Well, I just can't believe there's a place called the Uranus. I think it's fun.
Well, it said, well, Colin brought in something he found online. It's, their grand opening is coming up the 29th of June.
Yeah.
And on this site, they have a phone number here, but it's for the mayor's office. I don't know.
The mayor of Uranus. Everything about this seems strange.
Because they're claiming that the town is named Uranus. And,
Uranus, Missouri?
The website that I saw, it said, visit Uranus.
Hey, Bill, you just came from down there. Did you drive through a town called Uranus, Missouri?
No, I've never even heard of that before. So.
No, I haven't either. So how was Branson?
Well, we were down there for a dance competition, and it rained the entire week. So,
wait, a dance competition?
They had a national dance competition. It was at the Welk Resort down there.
Well, now, hang on. You went to a dance competition. You're obviously a great dancer. Did you go to compete?
Oh, no, my daughter.
She's a dancer?
Yes, sir.
What kind of dancing?
She's tap dance.
I love tap dancing. Did she? How'd she do?
She didn't do so good at this one. She went down there and had fun, which is all that really matters. But it was, other than the dance competition, there was just a lot of rain. So,
well, you need to teach your daughter that having fun is not what matters. Winning is the only thing that matters.
Yes.
You have to teach her that, and that she should do whatever she has to the other kids so that she can win. If you have to break a leg or two, like the Tonya Harding thing, well, then that's just what you have to do. That's how you raise children.
That's what I think the Homer Simpson quote is, if you lose, you're out of the family or something like that.
Yeah, that's what you tell your daughter. Now, honey, we're going to Branson. You know, if you lose, you're going to be adopted. That's what you tell her. Bill, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You sound like Mr. Haney at the end.
Thank you. Thank you for your call.
I like Bill. He was a good caller. No, I've never heard of this town.
Yeah, I can't get it.
Should be easy to Google.
That number's not working.
No, that number's not working.
It should be
easy
to Google. Is there a Uranus, Missouri?
That's what I tried, and nothing came up. All that comes up is some restaurant down by St. Robert. So I think.
No, this is all. The whole thing about this is there's something weird here.
Something
weird. Let me talk to Kevin while he's on here. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Good, Frank. Yeah, first off, AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
And I told Dan, it kind of reeks of the, if you remember back in the mid-80s, the Heine wine commercial.
No, that's exactly what I'm thinking, that it's that kind of sort of, hey, gotcha. You know?
Yeah,
oh, it reeks,
they were hilarious, if you remember. I mean,
no, Heine, I'll tell you a better one. Better than Heine wine was Dickens Cider. No. Have you never heard this?
No, I haven't heard that one.
All right, now I don't want anybody emailing me, because what I'm about to tell you was the campaign. It was a bogus cider. There's no such company, but it was the Dickens, D-I-C-K-E-N-S, Cider Company, and they had the greatest slogans and the greatest commercial, and they play one in the winter, and it said, you know, on a cold winter's night, nothing makes her happy than having a hot Dickens cider.
Well, I'll tell you what I remember is they would say at the White House, President Reagan always likes a little Heine before he goes to bed.
Oh yeah, no, I remember them. I ran them on WIL. I remember them
right.
Well. Yeah, they were funny. But I'm gonna tell you something. Dickens cider was funnier.
I agree. I had never heard it, though.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yeah,
Mike said he's seen that town and he's been in it.
He's been in Uranus?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Mike
here
says.
Here it comes.
And now, Mike, come on, man. You're going to have to be really good to make us believe this. What's the punchline? Yeah, I'm with Pete. Just go ahead and give us the punchline.
Why do I feel like I'm walking into some here? Now, if you go out 44, actually, I just happened to stop there. It's out near, it's just north of Phelps County or it's in Phelps County. I don't think it's an incorporated town, but there is a sign out there. It almost seems like a tourist trap out there. There's restaurants and bars, but I forget the little town next to it, but It's out 44, just a little north of Phelps County, and it does say Uranus, Missouri.
Yeah, because I went to Google Maps and I typed it in, and it just went to like some restaurant.
But
bar,
what Mike
bar
just said, it's not
somebody
actually,
put a sign up.
Yeah,
it's not
somebody
town,
made a
yeah.
sign and said, "Hey, welcome to Uranus."
The little town but, right, you know, next to it is called Taint, Missouri.
I asked some locals about it down there, and they swear it's been the name for a long, long time.
Well, of course they do. They want your business. They want your tourist business. Of course
there is. There is a real town in Maine called Mianus.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. Mianus. Mianus.
Mianus, Maine.
Yeah.
Now here's the deal.
Obviously,
Mike, you know how sometimes you know how sometimes they'll say, "Wow, that town's just a little hole in the wall." You ever heard that? In this case, Uranus is just a hole. It's not in the wall. It's just a hole. Oh, my God.
Well, I think the Missouri town and the Maine town are obviously sister cities.
Oh, they must be. They must be. Mike, thank you.
Sure thing.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm with Mike. It's just a sign. No, it's not really a real. Yeah, anybody could do that. You know, put a sign. Welcome to Uranus. I think it's better welcome to Mianus. You know, if you had like, and I know this, I'm sorry, but I can't help it, like a gay community. And as you're driving to town, it goes, "Hey, welcome to Mianus."
Yeah, and as you're leaving, it says, "Hope you enjoyed Mianus."
Yeah, and don't write us. That is a real town in Maine, all right? Like it or not. I'm sure the people living there, they may not like it, but they get a lot of attention.
Connecticut, I'm sorry. It's not.
Maine is Connecticut.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's completely different then. Dan, did you have anything else?
No, I did not.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. See, again, don't you feel sorry for people listening to other radio stations right now? They're listening to the umpteenth time to Taylor Swift or something, or they're listening to that old folks AM station where nobody laughs. They actually, I think, have a policy at that station where the people on the air are told, "Don't you ever, ever make our listeners laugh out loud, because they're old and it could kill them."
Yeah, we need every one of those old people that we can get.
Heavy laughter can actually hurt. You ever laugh so hard you hurt? They can't afford that. Those 98-year-old people will fall over dead.
Or they could have an accident in their pants.
Natural causes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Natural causes is killing our audience as it is. We can't we can't risk any other unexpected deaths.
We don't need to escalate it any. Let me do a little business, if you don't mind, and we're going to come back. We'll take some more calls. Dr. Doug will join us after the news at 4 o'clock, so if you have a pet. And, folks, today, let's do this. Call right away. As soon as I say, "Here are the numbers," please call, because it seems like every third week I look at the phones, and I don't know what it is that makes people think, well, we need to wait till Dr. Doug speaks. He doesn't say anything except I'm aiming the PM, and we go right to the phones. So light him up as soon as he comes in, but we'll talk before he gets in here. First Community Credit Union is... it's where I bank. It's a place to bank. It's a banking establishment. Just because the name bank is not in it, it doesn't mean it's not a great place to bank. In fact, if you ask the people who are members, like me, like Paul Warner, Pian, don't you bank there? I don't remember.
Yes, absolutely.
I think Dan does. Ask them how they would compare it to where they banked before. And I think you'll find that most of them will say, "My goodness, it's so much better." And it's not anything earth-shattering. They're not going to tell you, I went over there and took my car loan, and it's a fourth of what it used to be. No, that's not going to happen. But what might happen, and what there is a good chance of happening, is that you'll get a lower car payment because you'll get a better rate. Because they are famous for, in many instances, being able to, maybe not by much, but by enough that you'll say, "I'll take it," reducing rates on things for people, on loans for people. I can't say across the board they could beat anybody, anywhere, anytime, but nobody works harder at keeping up with the rates in the area and making sure they're very competitive than First Community Credit Union. So if you'll take your car loan now, and I say now because I don't know when this offer ends, they'll give you $100 just for moving your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. I don't know what your car payment is. That's probably about a third or fourth of your payment right there that they're giving you. Is for one payment, they just paid part of it for you. And I think what will happen is once you deal with them and you talk to them and you talk to other people who bank there, you're going to decide, you know what, maybe there is a little difference that's enough to make a difference in banking at First Community Credit Union. Why don't you Why don't you test us on this to see if what we say is true? And if you want to start with just a car loan, you can, but I'll go ahead and save you some time, because what you're eventually going to do, I think, is do all your banking there. So just go to your bank, close everything out, and move it to First Community Credit Union. 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Stop in any one of them and ask any questions you want to ask and have some fresh popcorn. And if somebody goes, not so fast, are you a member? Go, no, but I'm AM and the PM, thank you. And they'll go, help yourself, have some popcorn or a good cold popsicle on a hot day. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, the only incident we've got now is on southbound 270, midway between McKelvey and Dorset. A stalled vehicle, the right lane is blocked. The traffic's moving by in the other lanes pretty well. You do have a little heavier traffic, slower traffic, I'll call it, on southbound 270 between Olive and Ladue. Eastbound 40 downtown is just now starting to build up at the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're heavy now from Kings Highway out through McCausland. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, and traffic.
To get you to and from work.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
One of the best ways of saving money on your home energy costs is through insulation. Having a house with poor insulation is kind of like taking your money and tossing it into the wind. If your home isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and the hot air to seep in the summer. But you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000. For over 65 years, Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, dramatically lowering your energy costs by 20% or more. It even improves sound and noise control. Aladdin also installs gutters and gutter protection. Call them for a free assessment of your home or commercial building at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see their website at mascocs.com. Start saving on your energy costs now. Call Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record.
Sonic Boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetic and created the world's most powerful muscle car.
And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
We have a new champion.
Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics at your local 7-Eleven.
If firing up the barbecue grill is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? Well, imagine walking through the largest display of gas grills from Broil King, Green Mountain, Sapphire, and Vision. And if charcoal is your bag, Suburban Leisure Center will give you plenty to think about. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands. Basically, everything you need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And right now, you're in luck, because with Suburban Leisure Center's June markdowns, you can save up to 50% on select patio furniture. Bottom line, it's barbecues and more, and patio furniture galore at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
At Brooking Park in Chesterfield, their high-quality therapy and rehabilitation programs have helped countless adults get back to the life they once enjoyed. And now, you have the opportunity to see for yourself why Brooking Park's uniquely caring staff has a 5-star rating from the Center for Medicare Services. On Wednesday, June 24th, visit Brooking Park's Therapy Open House from 1 till 5 p.m. Meet their specially trained physical, occupational, and speech therapists and learn about the benefits of rehabilitation for seniors. Tour the new gym, try out the modern equipment, and get answers on preparing for surgery or regaining your prior mobility. Call Brooking Park today at 314-576-5545 or visit online at brookingpark.com and see why they are a fantastic choice for therapy and rehabilitation at the open house on June 24th from 1 to 5 p.m. Brooking Park is an equal opportunity senior community sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System. Visit brookingpark.com or call 314-576-5545 today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I've always liked this. It's a stupid question. Is this Queen or is this?
It is.
Yeah. Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, I know the name. I will take a minute to make sure your air conditioning is working right, and then I'm going to read you a story that Peon gave me that he found. And it's one of those things you, when you, after you hear it, you'll wish you hadn't heard it, because I think if you're normal, if you've ever been in surgery, and maybe I'm not normal, but I've always wondered, what are they saying when I'm unconscious? Are they talking about me? Are they examining my wiener, saying, hey, come over here and look at this? I mean, I know that's weird, but you're completely out. You have no clue what they're doing. Wait till you hear this story. This guy, and I'm not going to tell you all of it, but he managed to put, the recorder on his cell phone. He had a colonoscopy. So it's different than any kind of other surgery because they just need access to your butt. So you can have a pocket or something or a shirt even. He put record on the phone and recorded the conversation while he was having the colonoscopy. Here's the end of the story. He's getting hundreds of thousands of dollars just for what people said when he was out. Oh, my goodness. I love being put out, and I don't want to be put out, and I love that. I love that propofol feeling.
I know.
But now I don't know if I want to be in there with a bunch of people based on what they said about this guy. We'll get to that in a little bit. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 73 years, family business. They serve anybody listening. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, they will be happy to be your heating and cooling company for your business, for your home, no matter how big or small your business is or your home. What brand do you have? Do you even know? I don't even know if I know. I think I do. I bet a lot of people used to, what brand's your heating and air conditioning system? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You don't have to know. Because they'll work on it. And they'll work on it right, and they're trained to work on it. And if it needs to be replaced, they'll replace it. Because the truth about heating and cooling systems is they don't last forever. And they do need occasional maintenance, service, or repair. And Matheny has been doing this for 73 years. It's a good, solid family business. And I can't think of one situation where I've had an email from anybody, and they've been on here a while. I don't know, 10 years or whatever, where they didn't rave about the service, about how courteous they were, polite they were, how fair they were, how they got there on quickly and on time, especially in an emergency type situation. Oh my goodness, we're cooking, it's so hot, can you get out here? They'll be there as fast as any company could possibly get out there. And I think you're going to like them. I think you're going to like them a lot. Matheny. Remember that name? Matheny. And if you have one of those brain freeze things where you're at home and the system goes out and you go, oh my goodness, I'm really AM and the PM and I want to be loyal. I want to call that company that I hear them talk about. I can't think of what it is. Then just go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. As soon as you scroll down, boom, there it is. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. So here's the deal. Patient at a medical facility in Virginia. pressed record on his phone before he went in for colonoscopy. I'm doing this next time. I am. Especially when you hear how much this money this guy got $500,000 this guy got. He heard the doctors during the procedure saying things that allowed him to win a defamation and medical malpractice case. Yes, you can win a malpractice case even though the colonoscopy may have done properly. It's because it's very unprofessional what they did. Sitting in a surgical gown in a large suite, he was getting ready to go in for his colonoscopy, pressed record on his phone, because all your phones, whether you realize it or not, you have a record feature. I use mine all the time just to make notes to myself so I don't forget things. On the way home, he pressed play to hear what had been said, and he was absolutely shocked. During the entire examination, the people in there had mocked him, insulted him, made fun of him. Here's a quote from one of the doctors after they knew he was out. After 5 minutes of talking to you in pre-op, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit. they discussed how they could avoid him after the colonoscopy because they didn't want anything to do with him or talk to him. He hears one of them instructing an assistant to lie to him and put a false diagnosis on his chart.
Oh, my goodness.
When a medical assistant noted the man had a rash, now this is all recorded, the anesthesiologist warned her not to touch it. Said, don't touch his rash. You might get, and this is exactly what he did, you might get syphilis on your arm or something. It's probably tuberculosis of the penis. The assistant noticed that the guy was a little queasy when he watched the needle in his arm. So after he went out, lights out, the assistant says, well, why aren't you looking now, retard?
Oh, my goodness.
The anesthesiologist, now, of course, none of these people could reach for comment. I don't think this took very long. They were more than happy to write this check. $500,000. Man, I would love for this to happen to me.
Wow.
You could say anything you want about me for $500,000.
Yes.
Knock yourself out.
Yep.
The anesthesiologist who performed the colonoscopy, Solomon Shaw, has been dismissed. They said he also made some insulting remarks while the patient was out, like, well, it looks like it's not Ebola, so I guess you're okay. They made some reference to hemorrhoids. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I can't go in surgery now. Now I can never go into surgery again. Except the eye stuff I have done because I'm awake when they do that. I can hear everything. I'm trying to see. That's pretty much how. Am I the only one, though, have you ever been put out? You've been put
yes.
out. Yes. I don't think it's the norm for people to wonder, I wonder what they're going to say when I'm unconscious.
No, I didn't think about it either time. I mean, I think I've been put out two or three times. No, I've never thought about that before.
I woke up one time and they were laughing. And I asked why. And I looked down to make sure that I had everything covered. And I asked one of the nurses later why everyone was laughing. And they said that the anesthesiologist was bragging on how no one, that he'd put out so many people and not one person had gotten sick. And they said, right on cue, I leaned over and threw up all over him.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
They said it was like right on cue.
This is, well, I'm reading more here. This is a few pages long. They called him a big wimp while he was unconscious.
Man.
And said that they had noticed, I guess, somewhere that he had, or somebody there somehow knew he had attended Mary Washington College, which at one time was an all-women's school. And they remarked while he was unconscious that he might be gay if he went to school there. And then one of the anesthesiologists says, I'm going to write down he's got hemorrhoids even though I don't see him.
Oh, great. Oh, so that was the misdiagnosis.
Well, there actually was some medical malpractice going on there. Now, we used to know a woman who was a nurse and here in St. Louis, and she would tell us stories about how, and there's really nothing wrong with this, that when they work holidays, like they're working Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, they would have little parties in the hospital, maybe even in the operating room, where they would toast and drink beer out of urine collection things because it looked like urine. And then they would serve hors d'oeuvres or especially chocolate out of bedpans.
No.
Now, let me tell you something. I don't know. I don't even care what the sterilization process is. If you try to serve me food out of a poop pan, I don't care if it's been put in a kiln and heated to 60,000 degrees. I don't want to eat any food out of a bedpan. And I don't want to eat out of a toilet. If you took a toilet bowl.
Oh, right out of the hardware store.
No.
And installed it. I would.
Out of the hardware store, I would. But I'm talking, these are hospital things that are used that are sterilized, and they drink out of them and eat out of them.
Yeah.
She said, hey, they get kind of crazy and bored, and they do these things. If it's been used, take a toilet that's been used. Now, you can send in the finest cleaning crew in the world, and they can scrub and scour. I am not eating out of that toilet bowl because I know what was in there. And isn't that weird? I know it's probably cleaner. These bedpans that these doctors and nurses were eating out of were probably cleaner than they were when they bought them and opened the package. I'm not eating out of that.
No.
I think there are certain people in some professions, they start to go crazy just because,
right.
Because of the hours they work and the stress.
And it becomes so the norm to them that stuff like that doesn't bother them anymore.
I knew somebody that worked in a mortuary, a funeral home one time, and he told me that one of the guys hid the other one's sandwich under the armpit of a dead guy, and he ate it. The guy found it and ate it. I mean, it's just like he didn't think anything about it. He goes, hey, man, where's my sandwich? He goes, oh, I think I see it. And it was under this guy's arm. See, they go crazy. These are jobs that you work in, and you end up losing your mind. We can take a couple of calls here. Greg is here. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
We're doing fantastic. What can we do for you?
Yeah, you're talking about they said they went in and they wanted to punch him. I mean, and then you said, who would think about being recorded? It almost sounds like he set him up. He pissed him off so bad that they, you know, he knew they would say something about him.
Well, maybe he did, but even so, maybe this will be a wake-up call to not do that. That's just not professional, whether he set him up or not. It's just wrong. I mean, and you're right. Maybe it's a good point. Maybe he was an obnoxious, horrible patient.
On purpose.
And he kind of got the sense he was now that he's going under thinking, oh, man, I hope they don't retaliate somehow. That's a great point. But even so, they had to shell out $500,000. So I hope they do that to me if I record it. Boy, that'd be fantastic.
And then I got one other story for you. 20 years ago, I knew this anesthesiologist, and they were going through medical school, and two of his buddies got thrown out. They were doing their whatever they do, what they do with the cadavers, but they lined the body, the stomach lining, with saran wrap, and they had some big important donors coming in, the old ladies, and they were eating spaghetti out of the stomach cavity.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, how could you do that? Even if you lined it with anything.
No. It looked kind of like intestines or something.
They both got thrown out. So.
Yeah, well, that's a good one.
All right.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Oh, my. So you walk in and you see a body cut open and people are eating what looks like the intestines.
Hunched over it with forks.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing for a living now, but obviously not that. I can take a quick call from Ann. Ann, how are you? Ann?
Oh, you got to punch it up there.
Ann, I did. I punched
three.
It. Ann, three? Well, hold on. What am I doing wrong here? Hold on. Dan's on there.
Two.
No, I'm sorry. Ann, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello. I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't hear that.
That's all right.
Anyway.
We're starting
two.
Over.
Anyway.
What can I do for you?
Hi.
How you doing? I got 2 minutes. It's yours.
Okay, really quick. I've got two stories. I worked in the intensive care for many, many, many years. One of the nicest girls I worked with, I will never forget her. Evidently, well, it was a head trauma. This guy was ejected and hit his head and luckily woke up. But, I mean, he was, like, not good for about a week.
Right.
And she made fun of his wheezer. And
this is my nightmare. Yeah.
And this is honest to God truth because I stood right there. And she said, God, I feel sorry for him. What about his girlfriend? Da 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 da. Just on and on and on. Do you know when he woke up, he knew somebody made fun of him.
Oh.
The second thing I want to say real fast is I witnessed something at this trauma center that caused someone to be brain dead. The wife came up to me in the middle of the night and she said, I don't know what to do. I can't afford a funeral and I can't afford a nursing home. They lived out in near Washington, Missouri.
I got 30
but
seconds.
Anyway, he went, but anyway, he ended up dying. And I couldn't stand it that they didn't tell her what happened. I went to Kinko's and wrote an anonymous letter and told her everything.
Ooh, good for you.
Millions.
Well, it should have been.
Yes, it should have been.
Good for you. Thank you. Thank you, man. Bye-bye. Thank you. Sorry about the mess up there when I initially tried to take the call. Now, listen, this is not a... we're not going after anesthesiologists or doctors or nurses. But the truth is, I almost think it'll never happen. There should be a camera in every operating room. And if you request, you should have access to the footage while you were under. But it's never going to happen. They don't have to do that. Because I think that would, I don't know. It would be dumb to be like a radio show with a camera.
And stuff. It would give access to other people having information. Yeah.
And I know sitting here, we don't want a camera on us. We're doing radio. How stupid is that? That
they're
doing
a camera.
Can you imagine a camera on somebody doing a radio show?
It's crazy talk.
Being on TV or something.
American Equity Mortgage, 23 years and now, and May, 23 years and 2 months. That's how old they are. They just started their 24th year. They've done a fantastic job of helping people become homeowners and helping homeowners get out of bad debt and borrow money for things they need and not have to pay ridiculous interest rates on it. The loan alone in itself is sometimes not that bad. It's the interest that can kill you. That's what can keep it, you know, infinity. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's like you never get it paid off. The average credit card debt, they say, is something like $5,000 or $6,000. And if you pay the minimum payment, it'll take you at least 20 years to pay it off. Who wants that? Let American Equity pay it off. And then you get a ridiculously low rate because that's where the rates are, mortgage rates. They're still low. And then that's over and done with, and you're back to zero balance on your credit cards, and you've done something really, really smart. And if you need a house, they'd be happy to take care of that mortgage for you. Don't worry about your credit. They've seen worse. They'll work to get you the best rate possible for whatever.